There's a Purple Heart in the window of the AZ Outlet pawn shop in Holland, Michigan, right between a silver necklace and an inexpensive watch. Brian Vandenbosch says a young man walked into his shop just before Thanksgiving to pawn a medal that the U.S. government awards to soldiers who've been wounded or killed in action. He says he doesn't know why the young man needed or wanted to pawn his medal. He did say a couple of things, like he won two of these in Afghanistan, but I didn't ask. Doing what or how, it's not for me to ask, Mr. Vandenbosch told us. He also won't say how much he paid him for the Purple Heart. I don't talk about that, he says. He needed a little to get by, so I helped him. Brian Vandenbosch says he will not sell that Purple Heart. He put the medal in his window to honor men and women in the military. People in Holland, Michigan noticed. They started calling. They didn't want to buy it, says Mr. Vandenbosch. They just wanted to help the guy. I said, don't worry. I'm not selling it to anyone. Now, there's much that's unknown in this story. What would lead a man to pawn a Purple Heart? Was he down on his luck, sickened by war? Do we even really know that the Purple Heart was his, or something that he inherited, found, or even filched? But Brian Vandenbosch knows that pawn shops are lenders of the last resort. He said that people come in to pawn things they've loved because they're short of cash and need to see a doctor, buy shoes, or pay for a funeral. There is a story behind each item in his store, the hocked wedding ring or set of earrings, the toy ones held by a child who's now gone away, or the watch inscribed Love Forever that sold when love or money have run out. People who come in here aren't having a good day, he says. They're often having problems and are a little embarrassed. I don't add to that. The story of the Purple Heart in the pawn shop window reminds us that to truly help people, you don't need to do worthy things like go to Bangladesh or set up a 501(c) corporation. Look at your neighbors, says Brian Vandenbosch. Look at people all around you. You've got friends, I'll bet, who can use some help paying for food or gas to get to their job. If you really want to help people, you don't have to look very far.